Electromatic radio. Electromatic radio.
So anyway, once the guy's back was turned, I whacked him with the chair and then hightailed it out of there.
Yeah?
The worst wedding I ever been to. So anyway, what'd you do this weekend?
Nothing much.
No?
Nah, there was nothing on TV, so I came down here to the station. Played a few rounds of checkers with Evie, beat her 2 out of 3, so she retaliated by venting xenon from the ion containment chamber into the room.
Yeah?
Surprisingly hallucinogenic for a non-toxic noble gas. The cops found me around midnight in my underwear, perched atop a lamppost on Elm Street carrying a sack of eggs. And they weren't chicken eggs, either.
Huh.
Oh, now you say you're sorry. Well, let's just see if anyone bothers to oil your data mill this week. Anyway, it was a typical Sunday.
What time is it? Are we in the air?
Probably.
Well, the broadcast alarm in my booth didn't go off.
It wouldn't have. I crammed marshmallow fluff up inside the bell during my xenon-induced psychedelic freakout.
You could have told me we were on the air.
Not really. Believe it or not, I'm not in my booth.
Color me shocked. Where are you?
Right now? Hold on, let me check my map.
You are in the station, aren't you?
Huh? Oh yeah, I'm just in the ceiling.
Oh, of course.
What the... Damn it!
What?
This isn't a map of the building, it's a map of Columbus, Ohio. No wonder I couldn't find my way to East Broad Street.
So what's it like up there?
You'd think the inside of a ceiling would be really bright, clean, and roomy, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't.
But it's not. It's dank, dark, cramped, and filthy. And there are rats of all shapes and sizes up here, most of whom talk.
Out of the way, jerk.
They're rude, too.
Folks, if you're just joining us, I'm your host, Greg Grimwald. The half-wit crawling around on the ceiling is technician Matt Appleyard, and this... is Papa's medicine.
Hey, you can't do that on the air. I'm telling Mr. Osborne.
Get him a lesson in broadcasting etiquette from the guy who likes to sneak up behind me while I'm on the air with a whoopee cushion and then run from the booth yelling, "You want some crackers with that cheese?"
Hardly the same thing. Uh-oh.
What?
The lamp on my helmet has gone out. Though I knew I should have changed out the battery. Well, there it goes. I'm lost in the ceiling, in the dark, with nothing but talking rats for company.
And me.
With nothing but talking rats for company.
Anything I can do to help?
Well, that's very kind of you to offer, Gray.
Not really. If you die up there in the ventilation system and we can't find your body, well, I don't even want to know what that's going to smell like.
Dear mutant talking rats, you're my only friends now in my time of need, as well as a potential source of food, although let's all hope it doesn't come to that.
Hey, buddy, want to join us in our whimsical rat dance?
A little difficult, as there's no room in here for me to stand up, let alone dance, but I'm game.
Good. All right, here we go. A 1 and a 2 and a 3. La 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 la
la la la la la la. Hey, my wallet!
Sucker!
I was proud and I was standing. I was lost in a crowd. But now this room is abandoned. Everybody keep on fading out. I was strong. I was sure that I found it.
full of crap.
Story so far. Control technician Matt Appleyard, after having become lost while crawling through the electromatic building ceiling, has at long last come to the home of the evil witch.
So you're not going to help me get out of the ceiling, then?
Only if you can answer me these three riddles.
Oh, goody.
Otherwise, you'll make a fine meal for me and my magic goat, Germaine.
Gasp.
Gasp indeed, mortal. Your first riddle. Here it comes. It's coming up right now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Because I can wait if you're not ready. I mean, I'm not that unreasonable.
No, I'm fine. Go ahead.
All right. Here it is. What has Peter Bogdanovich's phone number in its Rolodex, has plenty of calcium, and gets angry if disturbed?
That's easy. Orson Welles taking a milk bath.
Ah, well, you're right, actually. Well, don't get too confident. You have two more to go.
Come on. Snap it up. What's the next one?
Don't rush me, kid. All right, here you go. This one's a hell of a lot tougher. You sure you don't want me to just kill you now?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I said yes.
So be it. What is black and white and red all over?
A 35mm print of It's a Wonderful Life dipped in blood.
All right, fine. That's two then. But your luck can't hold out forever, you know?
No, probably not. All right, come on. What's the last one?
You can still choose to be killed.
I said no.
Very well. This is the toughest riddle of all. And here it comes. It's coming. The big final riddle. The mother of them all. Numero uno. The ultimate.
Just ask me the damn riddle.
You little. Fine. Here it is. I have a head for magnetic constants, but my legs are better for quasi-static tonal stabilization. You can use me to rig a differential loop for a sonic dampener. I may be small, but I can encrypt fractional waves better than the most expensive transpositional processor. What am I?
That's easy. A phase-synchronizing trionic capacitor.
Wrong! It's a panometric transduction inverter.
Look, while it's true that the inverter is good for everything you mentioned, when it comes to rigging a differential loop under 25 microohms, it's only good for a temporary patch. The transducer will burn out in a week or less because of transmetric detractants. The phase-synchronizing trionic capacitor, when wired into the acoustic sump, relays the logometric encoded signal back through the magneto-oscillator with no significant signal loss, and better yet, no additional heat.
Bull! The mercury tubing causes feedback!
Only if it isn't aligned properly with the Talonic wave boosters, otherwise there's no problem with interoperability.
But you'd still end up with a reactive static spike below 25 decibels!
No! The capacitor's dynamic coefficient tone processing prevents it.
Really?
I've done it a million times.
Can you show me? I've been having problems with my sonic dampener.
What brand?
Gladwell, LG322.
Oh, Gladwell, that's a good brand.
And reasonably priced, too.
You think so? I've always thought they were kind of pricey. Eh.
And so, between sips of enchanted tea and bites of magical pink cookies baked by goblins, Matt Appleyard rigged a differential loop for the Evil Witch's sonic dampener, resulting in greatly improved performance and the elimination of the inter-electrode feedback that had given the Evil Witch so much concern.
Well, there you go, Phyllis. Here's my card. Call me if you have any other problems.
Thanks, Matt. I will.
All right, now, how do I get out of here?
Well, see, that's just it. I mean, technically, you still didn't get that last riddle.
What are you talking about? Of course I got it right. I even demonstrated it for you.
Well, sure, but you see, that wasn't the answer I was looking for. I mean, you may have been right that there was a second answer, but
oh, come on!
Look, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to ask you another riddle.
No, I answered the damn riddles. Now you have to tell me the way out of here.
I can't. My hands are tied, you know? It's the rules.
All right, that's it. I'm leaving.
Listen, I'll make it a simple riddle, and if you don't get it right, I'll just eat part of you.
Forget it.
I'll just eat your left hand.
No.
A small toe.
And don't bother calling me. Get someone else to fix your damn equipment.
Oh, poo! Well, Jermaine, I have such problems making friends. I mean, is it just me or what?
There's no time to speed. Just slow down, rest your feet. 'Cause there's no need to worry. There's no need to hurry. I'm collecting. Far from telling when it our best.
I'm just jealous.
Be somebody now, be somebody now.
And I want to be careful.
Be somebody now, be somebody now.
It's all I wrote.
Hey, Matt, who is that I heard you talking to up there?
Just someone who broke my heart.
You, any closer at all to finding your way out of there, kid?
Not really. I'm running out of options. The mutant rats are no help, although they did tell me about this deal where for a small investment we could get returns of up to 400% in less than a year. You see, the rats are planning to buy these Federal Reserve notes,
and then... Look, just stop it. How many damn times do I have to tell you? Do not trust the talking rats.
Anyway, the rats won't tell me the way out of here. The mystical mushroom fairies won't do anything but giggle. Oh, what's this? A mummified corpse with a note attached to it. It says... Got lost in ceiling, died, mummified, yours truly, Elmer Johnson. P.S. There's nothing but a black void awaiting you when you die. Oh, that's just great. That's exactly what I need to hear right now. Thanks a million, Elmer.
Well, looks like you're doomed. Want me to contact you next to Ken?
Nah, I'd rather they always just wonder. Wait a second. Evie. Evie can help me find my way out of here.
What, that overgrown adding machine?
That overgrown adding machine is this station's brain. She can tell where we are at all times, can't you, girl? See?
Gives me the creeps.
Okay, Evie, can you tell where I am right now? That's right. Now, what's the quickest way to get out of here? 6 feet to my left? Okay, 6 feet to my left.
It's gibberish.
All right, what next, Evie? 2 feet to the right? Okay.
Anyway, folks, at least I will be back next week.
All right, now what, Evie? Really? Right here? How hard? Okay, here we go.
What the?
You're right, Evie, it's giving way!
Oh my god, the ceiling!
Here I go! Woohoo! Hey, what do you know? I landed in Gray's booth. Where's Gray?
Oh, wow.
Oh, there you are, under all this debris.
Wow.
Evie, you knew I'd land on Gray, didn't you?
Wow.
You naughty supercomputer. That's okay, I forgive you, and Gray does too, don't you, Gray?
Get off of me, you idiot!
And they lived happily ever after.
Who said that?
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production. Please visit electromatic.blogspot.com for playlists. Thank you for listening.